Welcome to the Tech Light Retrospective.
Hooray! Hooray!
Good evening. Welcome to the Tech Light Retrospective, episode number 2. Still going. Still have some bad music to play for you. It is my music, so I don't have to pay anybody any royalties. I pay them to myself in chocolate chip cookies. But I'm already almost out. Thanks for joining me. If you listen to the first one, you kind of know how this goes. I make music on the side for fun. Use the Reason 11 digital audio workstation. I just like making funky beats. Just stuff that, you know, get drunk and bob your head. And just kind of funky stuff. Got the help of my dog. Gives me a little bit of inspiration. So if you want to check out my stuff, you can do that. I'm trying out a new audio website called Audius, A-U-D-I-U-S. It's decentralized. Supposedly it's better for the artists. They pay people in crypto if you get popular enough. Everyone and their sister has a crypto coin now. Audius.co/techwipe. You can find all my tracks on there. You can find also all my tracks on my SoundCloud page, soundcloud.com/techwipe. You can buy my albums on my Bandcamp page if you want, techwipe.bandcamp.com. And you can also, what else can you do? Yeah, you can email the show if you want. You can email me, techwipe@protonmail.com, if you want to. Tell me what I can do better, and I can tell you to go fuck yourself. It's just fun to do, something to do on the side when work gets boring, not going out as much. I'm in Florida, most of it's open, but still doesn't feel 100% comfortable yet. Not that I'm scared or anything of the virus or anything of that shit. I don't really care. It's more just miss that kind of old feeling where just it wasn't in the back of your mind. Now, you know, it's in the forward of part of everybody's mind, unfortunately. So even if you just want to go and have a beer, you still got to think about that kind of stuff. Speaking of that, I made a new track a couple days ago. Thought I would feature it on this show. It's kind of along the same lines. So walk around here in Miami and still a lot of people wearing their masks, dressed up like dental hygienists while they're outside. It's kind of silly if you ask me. But, I mean, whatever makes people feel comfortable, I guess. I did this song. It's a little bit more low-key. I used some samples in it. I have a nice kind of Spanish verse in it. It's a little more trip-hoppy. This song is called Maskless in Miami.
Quebrável, nem o que me chamam de imparável. No resultado não existe varia.
off the upcoming, soon-to-be-released, unnamed album as of this time. That was Maskless in Miami. New album should come out in the next week or so. I have almost just enough songs to make it worthwhile. But it's a good song about walking the dog outside, not wearing a mask, enjoying the free breath. It's a nice feeling. I have no idea what that Spanish verse is saying. I hope it's not really vulgar. I didn't run it through a translator, and I haven't picked up enough Spanish living here yet to understand it, so I hope it wasn't offensive. Kind of took the bass line in there, sounded cool, and I just threw it into like a little digital blender, gave it a bunch of little effects, so it kind of was really a random effect, so the bass line sounded a little bit different all the way through, but I kind of like the way that the drums turned out. It was nice and basic, how I like it. Coming up next, I got another song that was a little experimental for me, kind of a weird thing to do. For a long time, I was trying to make a nice daily routine. It's one of the toughest things to do is to make positive routines and stick with them. It's real easy to make negative routines and stick with them because that's what you want to do. But, you know, doing the hard stuff every day, same time, trying to be more positive. So I wrote down a nice schedule for what I should do every day on a normal day-to-day basis. And I made a song about it. And I put a neat little beat behind it, computerized voice. So this song is called Right the Ship.
Here is the plan. Here is the plan. 0600, wake up. Zero 0615, walk dog. 0640, meditate. 0655, breakfast. 0730 to 1530, work. 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 1600, exercise. 1700, walk dog. 1800, dinner. 1830 to 2130, make music. 2130, walk dog. 2200, take shower. 2215, read. 2300, meditate. 2315, go to sleep. 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 Go to sleep.
Yeah, that was Right the Ship. Done a pretty good job of sticking with that schedule. Pretty close. Not all the time. Everything in moderation, including moderation. When I was making that song, it was a pretty cool beat. So I kind of played it over and over again. And then towards the end, I had put a drum pad up. And I just kind of started wailing on the drum pads because, you know, you're supposed to wind down towards the end of your day, but it never ends up that way. You're always the most wound up right before you go to bed. So you got all these things going on in your mind and you're trying to relax. So I kind of represented that by just banging on the drum pad, making a bunch of different sounds. The important thing is, if I ever forget what my daily schedule is supposed to be, I have a song that will remind me. So you can find all these songs, try my new Audius page, audius.co/techwipe. That's Audius is audius.co/techwipe. See if I can get some people on there. Take the big corporations out of it. Coming up next, I have a song that I did. The cool thing about this song was I made it the night that the Lightning won the Stanley Cup. I'm a diehard Tampa Bay sports fan, so I was super psyched and pumped when they won the Stanley Cup. And I was feeling real creative, so I sat down and started hitting buttons. And I used some sound clips from the post-game interviews from Stamkos and Victor Hedman. And the name of this song is called Neon Night Terrors.
I'm speechless. This is amazing. It still doesn't feel real. So many emotions at the same time. It's tough to describe.
It is tough to describe. So many emotions. It still doesn't feel real. And it's been a few months. And we're already 3/4 of the way through another hockey season. And it still doesn't feel real. That was Neon Night Terrors. You can find that on my first album, Sunburnt Songs. Had a funky little beat to it. Threw in some post-game interview quotes. Just had a cool feel. It's a fun song to make. I was in a good mood. Usually you can produce something decent if you're in a good mood. Got one more song to play for this episode. This is one of my favorite songs that I ever made. It's also on my first record, Sunburnt Songs. This song is a little different than most of the stuff that I make. It still has kind of a funky little beat to it, but it just has a different feel. It's more low-key, feels more positive. Probably helps that it's got some Bob Ross in it. Usually anything with Bob Ross is all right with me. The song is called Cup Runneth Over.
Thank you. What wonderful things it does to my heart to know that you've allowed me into your home. What wonderful things it does to my heart to know that you've allowed me into your home.
Yes, God bless. God bless you for listening to my show. God bless you for listening to my music. That was Cup Runneth Over. It's probably my favorite song that I've ever made. You can find that on my first record, Sunburnt Songs. That's on my Bandcamp page, or you can also find it on my SoundCloud page, or my new Audius page, audius.co/techwipe. My show has a website now. I bought a domain name for it. You can find it at techwiperetro.com. It'll direct you to my podcast site. I think I'm on most of the major podcast distributions now. You can find me. I'd prefer it if you listen to it on a podcast 2.0 app. Send me some Bitcoin if you want. But hey, you do whatever you want. You do you. If you want to contact the show, you can techwipe@protonmail.com. And here's some ambient piano music to send you on your way. Till next time.